Hello, I am Aubrey. Two things about me are that, one, I'm a woman, and two, I'm not skilled enough to make my scariest stories into comedy for you, due to number one, I'm not skilled enough. I haven't practiced the dark art of turning trauma into laughter. I have turned it into wine, so I might be Jesus, but I don't know, sometimes being a woman is a job you didn't ask for that you can never clock out of. And I hate talking about work, right? So I'm gonna steer clear. Instead of trying to do magic here, what I do have are a couple non-binary stories of when I thought I was gonna die. Woo! First time, I was 15, living with my parents, as one does. And all of my bedroom furniture at that time was 100% hand-me-down IKEA. Is this relatable content? IKEA? Bottom of the Swedish barrel. Everything in my room had a weird unnecessary name that sounded vaguely insulting. Like my dresser is like Fukendorken. This is my bed frame, Kundenstoppig. Anyway, one dark, spooky night, I was dead asleep in my Swedish furnished graveyard. When I was awoken from my sweet teenage slumber by an onslaught of punching, I just remember waking up to the feeling of blows landing all over my body and the heavy feeling of something leaning over in the dark and grabbing at me. Fucking terrifying. Never been so scared. So of course, I started punching back, trying to fight off whoever was attacking me. And it worked. The onslaught ended. But I was left with this heavy feeling of something sitting on my chest. Tried to reach over next to my bed and turn on the IKEA standing lamp, which was probably named like Gloomenstopper or something, and that's when I realized the lamp was gone because it had collapsed on top of me. It was one of those three pieces of metal things just in the middle of the night. It folded in its creases and plopped over on me like a Pixar nightmare. True Swedish horror. Once I got over my sheer panic, I actually felt kind of victorious. See, I'm not agile. I do not do exercise unless you count karaoke and masturbation. So that's the story of the one time that I could ever successfully fight off an attacker. And I kicked its fucking ass. Another time that I feared for my life, I was again sleeping peacefully. I had just moved into my first apartment with some roommates, and it was about 4 a.m., still dark outside. And I wake up because I'm hearing this kind of thudding, shuffling sound right near me. I sit up a little to try to hear it better, and at the foot of my bed is a window, and I can clearly hear and see that someone is tugging at the edge of the window from outside, trying to get in. Like, the window is rocking in the frame as they're tugging at it. I can hear it, like, shaking. I was so glad that I'd already got up to pee in the middle of the night, or I would have peed then. Like, I was like, oh my god, this is happening. Someone is trying to break into my window. Now, this is the modern century, so what I did was I texted my roommate, call the police, someone is breaking into my room. So he did. He called the police, and then he came into my room, and he saw the window shaking, and we both got out of there. But just as we left the room, the shaking stopped. So then we were like, great, this guy is just going to hightail it, and by the time the cops get here, we're just going to be like, he gone. So we're waiting and waiting, just standing awkwardly in the living room in case we need to run, waiting for the cops, and the shaking window is silent. We don't hear anything outside, no footsteps or anything. And some time passes, and our adrenaline is still pumping, and we're speaking in whispers in case the guy's just outside waiting for us to drop our guard. And then we hear something outside. But it's not scary. What we hear is an angry meow. So we carefully go over to peek out the patio window, just in time to see the black furry shape of my roommate's indoor cat that is outside my bedroom window, perched in a tree, with both of his little paws gripping the edge of my window. This fucking Salem is trying to open my window, and now he's meowing angrily, now making it really obvious that he's a cat, which would have been really helpful to hear before we called 911. To this day, we have no idea how the indoor cat, who had been inside the house when we went to sleep, ended up outside trying to break in my window. We thought we were gonna die. So then we had to call the cops back and be like, hey, can you call off the squad or whatever? We just shit our pants because there was a cat outside our window. My bad. We did make sure not to mention the cat's ethnicity, or they probably would have run over and shot it anyway. So that's my other near-death experience. I lived to tell the tale, and for that, I think I am stronger, especially after I ate the cat so that I could both erase my shame and absorb its dark magic.